This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. It's Keith today. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are
you?
Hey. Hey, Megan's here, too.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up?
You out of breath? You running or something? What's going on?
Oh, no, sorry.
No, that's okay. Keith, tell us what your deal is. You're getting blown off by somebody, huh?
First of all, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I met this girl at a food truck.
Oh, we love food trucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's like, it's a special cuisine that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, why? There were a number of them at the time. And then, you know, I met her, and I thought she was really cool. I was really interested. And I wanted to show her I was really interested. So, you know, we started talking about food trucks and, like, what we were enjoying. And, you know, we were eating the same kind of food. And I was making it obvious that I was interested in her.
Right.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, I thought, and she was getting it. So, you know, I said, hey, let's meet up sometime. And then, you know, we did. And then, like, I don't know, I just felt like the whole time we went out, she was complaining the whole time.
Oh.
And, like, it just wasn't clicking the right way.
Yeah. What was she complaining about? Like, what kind of stuff did she say to you?
The whole time, like, oh, God, this is just awful. I'd rather be somewhere else. Just random stuff.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, that's not good at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, I know. No, seriously. And, like, I was still into her, but I don't know. I felt like she didn't really want to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
And and she would also say, like, your car is dirty, or, oh, God, this is filthy, or I don't know.
Is your...
Yeah.
Is your car really dirty?
I mean, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little dirty.
But, yeah. I mean,
I don't keep it clean all the time.
No, yeah, I get it.
It's a little dirty.
You know, that makes sense. That's why they have car washes.
Right.
All right, hang on one second, okay, Keith? What was her name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith.
No, her name.
Oh, her name's Eve.
Eve. Oh, all right, good. It's perfect. All right, Keith, we'll call Eve here in just a minute. We'll try to find out why she was so just, like,
annoyed.
Unimpressed and annoyed. Yeah. Now, have you tried to call her again, but she's not calling you back? Is that what I understand?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't know where she went.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call her up and find out what's going on, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Here we go.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Listen carefully. Good luck.
Hello?
Eve?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, hi, Eve. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
That's great news. Eve, it's Mark Kay calling. I'm here with Megan.
Hi, Eve.
Hi.
Hey.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Yeah, you are.
Great.
Hi.
Great. Hey, Eve, we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a few minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Why?
Why? That's a great question. Here's the great answer. We wanted to ask you about a guy you know. His name is Keith.
Okay. I remember Keith.
Right.
Well, what happened with him? Because he said you guys went out and you acted like you were really annoyed with the whole date. Did something happen during the date, which is why you don't want to talk to him anymore?
I mean, he was just disgusting. I couldn't. It was not a successful date.
He said you thought his car was dirty or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was trash in it, but you know, there was also, like, Naked Lady DVDs in the car, like, where I could see them.
Wait a minute, there were what?
Like, porn DVDs, like, with Naked Ladies on the front.
Oh, Naked Lady DVDs?
Yes!
In his car?
Yes!
Wait, really?
When he came to pick you up?
Gross!
Hold on one second, those were not mine. Those were absolutely not mine. I don't know what you're trying to infer here, but those DVDs were not mine.
Is that Keith?
Yes, Keith is here too.
Okay. I mean, does that make it better? They weren't yours.
Okay. I know.
Right. Keith, you're claiming they weren't yours.
No, absolutely not. No, they were my roommates. They were not mine.
Well, why were they in your car to begin with?
Well, I don't always clean my car up, and then he he leaves some of his stuff inside my own It's not my car. Okay.
Why were you transporting naked lady DVDs?
Yeah, it's not like you're watching them in the car.
No, we just, we mix each other's stuff up sometimes, and then some of his stuff ends up in my car sometimes. Like, that's just, it's not mine.
Sure. Like,
okay. Where were they in the car, by the way? Were they, like, in the back?
Just, like, right there in, like, the middle console where your arm goes. You can't help but see them. When you get in the car and that's the first thing you see, like, you know, it's just sitting there waiting for the date to be over the whole time.
Yeah, no, I could.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Did you at least offer to show her these DVDs at all, Keith? Because that would have been the gentlemanly thing to do.
No, absolutely not. No. I mean, some of them I think, like, maybe I was borrowing, but they were totally not mine. Like, I don't truck those anywhere.
Some of them you think you were borrowing.
Put them in the trunk. Put them in the trunk. Throw them in the back seat.
Or, like, go online. Why do you even need DVDs anymore?
Right?
That's the weird part.
I agree. You should go online, but they're not mine. I mean, that's the important thing here.
Look, no one's faulting you for liking to watch naked lady DVDs.
Yeah, no.
I think the issue is when you're going on a date, maybe you don't have that stuff just laying out.
Totally.
I mean, look, I know I'm not the cleanest person. I get that. I need to focus on that.
Yeah.
But those were not mine.
Okay. Right. But the issue is it doesn't matter who owned them. The fact was you go to pick up a girl for a date, the first thing she sees is porn.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, dude.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, that's not really real life. That's just like a fantasy that some people have. And it's not mine, okay?
Right.
It doesn't even make sense.
Okay, but it is real life. It really happened to you guys. And if you think that you're going to have another date, you are definitely living in a fantasy world.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand why we can't. I don't get it. Like, that shouldn't be like a non-starter. Like, you know, it's just...
All right, Eve, listen, do you want to go out with Keith again?
No!
Okay, there you go. Hang on one second, you two.